Day Weekends. Today we're talking about the death of hustle culture and what is rising in its place. I have had so many conversations with colleagues, friends, clients who feel like business is really changing. And I've been saying the old ways are crumbling away. Things are not working that were working before. And we're just looking at business in a different way. We're moving into this new earth economy, and the consciousness of the planet is raising so that suddenly all of the things, the tactics and the strategies and the weird marketing that has been working on us for probably decades really is no longer working. So not only that, but this hustle culture, this more, more, so I can make, do more so I can make more, is, I think it's been fading for a while since the pandemic was a big catalyst of that. But now every person I talk to is, I'm in the same boat with you. I don't want to work so hard. And I don't think it's just people my age in their 50s. I think it's also the younger generation. People are valuing things more than money. And not that we don't need money to live and that we want to live a beautiful life and have this lifestyle, but not at the expense of our lives and our families and our relationships and our hobbies and all the things that make a fulfilling life. I'm sure there's no shortage of studies about money and how it can't fulfill your needs. Money itself is just a piece of paper or a coin, but it is the quality of your life and it is the things that bring you joy and the decision you make to be happy that really stems the beginnings of living this joyful life without being enslaved to hustling harder and thinking if you want to double your income, then you just double your workload. For years, I've been in this work less, make more paradigm and been teaching this to my clients for the last 10 years. So to me, it's finally things are catching up. But let's talk about this because it's so interesting to look and see that it's actually happening. And I've had, like I said, I've had a lot of conversations where we were talking about, hey, the new earth or this thing is going to be happening. And it is happening now. And I wondered at the beginning of the year and even back in March when a lot of that energy came in at the spring equinox saying, this is it. We're at the beginnings of it. And throughout this year of 2025, we are shifting. We are changing. Things are falling away. The earth is splitting. The consciousness is rising and all of that. I wonder how this is going to play out. I'm seeing it and I already was a little bit ahead of the game, but I don't have all the answers either. What is business going to look like? What is replacing this hustle culture? To me, I haven't been doing that hustle culture that much. There were times I did. And it was never great. And the money that I made was never worth the expense to my health and the time I spent just holed up in my office rather than being outdoors where I love to be and doing the things that I love. I felt trapped and I felt frustrated. And I know there are many people out there who feel or who did feel like I have to work hard for my money. I have to be productive. I have to work 5 days a week, 9 to 5, or whatever we've been taught as a culture. But now we're seeing that's not actually true. So what's actually replacing it? It's still a work in progress. So I don't have an answer other than the land is cracking around and I'm putting out a bridge. I'm reaching out my hand. I'm putting up a temporary bridge so that we go, okay, this isn't working anymore. Let's try this. Let's try this. Let's move into what feels high vibrational. Let's move into what feels authentic. Let's move into something that feels joyful and good. Because if you feel joyful and good about it, then it will work. This blueprint and one size fits all to six figures and scarcity-based marketing and all of that is done. It just doesn't work. The myth that more hours equals money is over. And now we're talking about working smarter and my whole work less, make more. And there's ways to do that the way I was doing it before with courses and leveraged business. And I think that still applies. Having a leveraged business means you're making the most out of your business within the least amount of time. There's also all these other things that are coming in. Staying in the high vibration, tapping into your intuition, and going with the flow of what feels good to you. What brings you joy? What do you no longer want to do anymore? So the energy is not going to be there for you to make it happen and make it work. Just by doing something rotely and going, I was told I have to send a weekly newsletter, even though I can't stand it. That's not going to bring you joy. That's not going to bring any good clients or whatever you're hoping it to do. And I literally had stopped doing it and then created a brand new newsletter that felt great. Rhythm and wisdom. It's like this whole from the stars, from the earth, what's happening in my world, what's new with me and what's going on outside with the energies, with the planets and with the sun. And I love that. So I love to put it together. And I have gotten a lot more momentum than I've had in years with that newsletter because the energy that I'm pouring in is exciting to me and I love it. And it's, again, it's a high vibe task that I'm doing. And just like this podcast, I love to do the podcasting. So I keep going with it because I know I love it. And I actually last week went back and go, is anyone listening to this? And I pulled my stats. Wow, my listens and downloads were really up the last 3 months. And I thought, amazing. I think it's about not looking for this is the new solution. That's what we've done in the past. This old paradigm was just tell me what I have to do. Just tell me the next thing that will take me there. Just give me the blueprint. Instead of what do you want to create? How do you want to do it? Instead of looking outside yourself, it's about going within, tapping into your intuition. What do your guides say? What does your higher self say about the direction that your business is going or your life is going and what's next for you? I'm in a very different place than I would be if I had just sat down last December and said, I'm going to map out my new business for 2025 because I shut my other one down and this is what I'm going to do. It was nothing like that. It took months and months of really going within, listening to myself, and I'm still getting hits. I'm still getting new things, but I'm taking one step at a time. This is the next step I'm being called to take. If you guys remember that Indiana Jones movie, I can't remember which was one, where he's going and he can't see the bridge and has to step out. And until he steps out, then the next step becomes visible, but he has to just have faith that there is a step there to take. That is what the way my business has come about in this year. And that is definitely not the way I've done business in the past. I always had a plan. I'm going to launch this and I'm going to do this. And I had it all mapped out. But I feel like the energies are so fluid right now. Things are happening. And I want to be at the forefront of it. And I don't want to be locked into something like, oh, I have this whole plan. So now I can't do that thing that I really want to do. So I'm keeping it very fluid. And I'm very excited about the things I'm bringing, knowing this is my step. So I'm taking this step. I'm working on that. And then when I need the next step, it's appearing. I know that's not what we usually get when it comes to writing your five-year business plan or mapping out your year in December so that you have everything for the whole year planned out. But times are a-changing and the world is changing, business is changing. And if you don't want to be left behind or stuck in a model that just doesn't work anymore, no matter how hard you work and how many hours you work, then listen to what I'm saying and tap into some of these things. It's not rocket science, but it is metaphysical, right? It is a woo and it is a little bit of fun? What if you could just trash your whole business? What would it look like if you built it back up? Now, regardless if you don't like your business or love your business, just think about this for a moment. If you could scratch out everything you don't like and then only do the things you love or bring in the things that you really love, how would that feel for you? I've been wanting to do retreats for years, and finally I'm planning out a retreat. I went on my own retreat. I've been on other retreats, and I really want to do a retreat. So it's happening. I'm doing the summer solstice experience from my backyard as a virtual experience, but I want to bring people on actual retreats. I want to tell you that you are the writer of your book. You are the painter of your picture. You are the gardener of your garden. And there's nothing to say that you can't do this. You aren't locked in or chained to something. You make the decisions about how the business looks. You might not be able to just trash everything and start over overnight, but can you move in the direction of the joy, of the excitement, of the passion? So we're talking about things like choosing opportunities that expand your energy versus draining you, like checking in with your energy to see, do I really love this or do I not? And community and collaboration is going to be a huge thing for the future. I just hosted my first full moon collaboration this morning with 8 people. It was so fun. And I rarely say that going to a networking event is fun. And I'm not saying that just because it's my own, but I got a lot of great feedback. There are ways to bring fun into everything that we do. And if it's not fun, if we're not enjoying it, we should not be doing it anymore. How to look at your business and say, okay, this is no longer serving me. And if it's no longer fun, then it's no longer going to create the momentum and the money that you need. I know there are things, maybe doing books is not fun, but you could put that onto somebody else. You could have someone else who thinks it's really fun to do the books to do that. So tap into your intuition, follow the fun. And if you're sitting in there tomorrow morning and you're wondering, what do I do today? Here are the 8 things I have to do. Like, circle the one that is the most fun and start with that. And usually we do it the opposite way. Let me check off all this crap I don't want to do. And then if I get all this done, then I'll get to the fun. I still do that to myself when I'm like, ooh, I'd like to just sit and write on my book for a while. I'm like, no, but I got to send this email and I got to make this phone call and I got to work on this. And the day goes by and by 2 o'clock, I'm so tired. I don't feel like doing the fun thing. Whereas if I would just get my fun done, I feel like I would be so energized and I would still get the other things finished. So think about collaboration, think about fun, think about intuition. These are the buzzwords of what's coming. We don't have to do these massive launches. We don't have to do all of these bro marketing tactics. We don't have to do all the stuff we don't like. We can just show up authentically the way we want to. I hope this gave you a little peek into what's coming. Again, it's going to be very fluid, and in 6 months, I may have more things to say about this. Right now, my first set and second step have shown up, and it'll be the same for you if you feel into your business and tap into that intuition and your inner knowing for which way you are supposed to go. I hope this gave you a thoughtful think. Hey, if you're done with reels and social media and doing all the things, you can grab my free guide, 7 alternatives to reels that are fun and actually work, to give you ideas of marketing that feel fun and bring in new clients. I'll put the link below for that. If you want to join me for my summer solstice event, I'll put the link for that. And if you are interested in collaboration and connection, I'll link to my full moon collaboration, which I'll be doing once a month on the full moon. So look below for those links, and I'll see you next time.